Yes, everyone. It's that time again. It's 5:30. That means, as happens most days, Obi is in the shower. And his alarm goes off. And I don't know how to stop it. And just like with the iPhone, it will go on and on and on. I was actually downstairs in the kitchen when it went off. Thought I'd let you give you a taste of what it sounds like. Over and over again. Couldn't you just throw it? I wonder if I can stop it. Let me see. Oh, that's the wrong phone. He's got two phones. I don't know how I did it or what I've done. Maybe I might have even been calling somebody, so I think I better... Ooh, what's it making that noise? Shit. I can't hear anything. Oh, I think I stopped it. Oh, okay. I just pressed my fingers around on the screen and there we go. It was a presto, stopped. Just going back downstairs because I left Lanny out in the garden. He refused to go out last thing last night, so as soon as I moved this morning, he was on my tail or on my trail. Here he comes. Hello. Niall, you coming? Come on. Come on, boy. Come here. Sit. I know it's a bit early. Obi normally takes you out about 10 to 6. I'm sorry but we're early today, or if he doesn't, I do. Come on. It's that time again. That water's running is the shower. Now you hear it from the other end. Go on then. I have slept. Oh, sorry, I just hit him with the gate. Sorry, boy. I slept from 11 till 24 minutes past 2. And then I slept again from 4 till 5. So I'm up doing some housework. You finish? Oh, no, I've hit him again. Don't stand right behind the gate like that, you idiot. Sit. Good boy, I'm sorry. Wait. Go on then, off you go. It's not that cold this morning. It's very still. The wind from last night has dropped. Sit. It doesn't feel that cold anyway, but I have got a dressing gown on. Here you go, go on. Okay. I guess it's breakfast time. I guess it's breakfast time for you two. I guess it is. Lammy's running all round like I've just come back from being away for a year. I'll just feed these two and then I'm going to buzz off. Let me feed you two. I'm going to buzz off to get on with my daily tasks. I have a problem. The dishes I normally use for both of them are in the dishwasher. They can have cat bowls this morning. I could take the dirty ones out of the dishwasher, but I'm not going to do that. Lammy, let's give you some of your food out of its box. Miles getting in his bed now because he knows it's full time. Okay. Lammy, yours? You going to eat that for me? Or shall we get it at tea time? The meat on top. It's a stupid question to say. It's Miles going to eat his breakfast. It'll be one of the dumbest questions I could ever ask. And he's not eating it. Okay.
around and not down the things I want and go around them and get them. A good threat, you can do, but today, this week, today, and this Saturday, it's books on my bag day.
I've got my family coming up later, but it's not till this afternoon or evening. Connor's birthday. He's got a day off today, so once Obi's gone, once I've done a bit of housework, I'm going to go back to bed for a while. Probably. We will see. Still got a bit of rubbish to put out because I didn't do it last night. I've done most of it, but I forgot some of it. Lammy's walked off. Sometimes he gets a bit of food in his mouth and takes it into the room. Niall! Come again! Lammy is eating his. He's just doing it slowly. I like someone. No, I think I'm going to make. What do I want? What sort of tea do I want? My kitchen's a bit untidy this morning. That's another reason. Because I was, I usually like to have it spick and span for the next day. And I didn't quite get it how it should be. So that's why I'm up early. So I cannot bear it to be untidy. Tomorrow's finished. I'm going to have ordinary tea. I've got no Tassimo. And so I'm going to have a cup of PG tips, I think. I only want a small cup though. Still picking away at his food. Oh, Lamy Lamb. Looking. 1, 2, 3, Mother Called to Flee and all that. I'm just waiting for you now. Actually, let's see if I can get the dishwasher on. That still entails waiting for him to finish. Oh, okay. Clean bowls here. I got them out last night.
Sometimes I'm
Last published number we had $2 trillion. So to put the which
I emptied it last night and washed it out. The numbers are very, very large, yeah. Now I'm going to put the new bag in. What's that? US stocks surged yesterday after signs that the what was that boing noise?
Was going to keep interest rates low for the time being. The Dow Jones finished up 275 points.
Sure.
That's 1.6% to 64,000. For the S&P 500, 69. Which a lot of people saw as positive shift.
Tonight you'll have so many clean bottles. I mean, I didn't realise you had some anyway. Which was just silly.
And what about anything else?
And then I can stop going all, if that makes any sense. Teaspoon can go in. Okay. That smells very nice, that fresh air thing. Now, I'm sure there should be another cup. Spoon with holes in. Okay. That's everything now.
Here we go.
Two is not going to hurt.
In Asia. Waters are good in London. The FTSE down to 13 points at 6,487. And on the currencies, the pound's down a touch against the dollar by $1.61. And it's unchanged against the euro, meaning the pound's worth €1.27.
There we go. And one more thing.
Good morning. The European Commission's health spokesperson says screening passengers for Ebola at airport is a possibility. Scotland Yard has been granted extra time to question torment in the UK. Scotland's finance
My turn, darling. I took the dogs out just now. It's drizzling. Uh-oh. Great. I've got to go out and do Niall's run in the rain. Just what I really love. Not. Leave that dog, because he's coming out. Darling? Starting to rain.
Good morning to me.
Thanks. Are you off? You got everything. I turned your alarm off. I hope I didn't do anything to the phone, but I just pressed it around on the screen and it went off.
I came in, I was very going, bro.
I was down here and I went back upstairs and I turned it off. Roland, you've got everything?
I want to put some glass of water, but could you move my way right now?
Sorry. I beg your pardon, sir. Let me just be holding this box, flattening this box for the recycling. The box. Whip off the silver tape. Yeah, who was it?
The shower fell down.
How did it fall down?
You know, it's that thing. It falls on that thing.
Well, we're getting a new one in a couple of weeks anyway, eh? Hold it a bit. You weren't holding it. I thought maybe you took it down and you dropped it. Because Connor's off today, so I can leave the key in. You go in, Tooth Tooth. You've got that. Oh, sorry, I crashed into you. Not enough room for a second. See you later, darling. Have a good day. Windy now. It wasn't windy just now. The wind comes with the showers, I tell you, I suppose. There we go. Everyone's locked it out now, and we are locked in. Right, everyone, you don't want to hear any more of my senseless crap. I'm quite sure you won't want to hear the next job I've got to do, and that's doing the cat's business. I don't want to do it, and they usually involve a lot of swearing. Oh, just sit down and have a bit of my tea. I feel quite happy that I got up and did that this morning. He's having another drink because he's had two handfuls of dried food. I feel quite happy that I got that done. I don't like to have a backlog. I like to get it all out on the day they come. Mind you, last time they didn't pick up my stuff, so there's no guarantee they will today, but here's hoping. I've got to get some washing on as well in a minute. See, the good thing is if I have a little bit of sleep, then I can get up and do things. It's when I haven't had any. By this time, I'm so tired, I can't even get up and do something. And then the day's completely wasted, because by the time I get to sleep, it's the afternoon sometimes, or late morning. So even if I don't get any more sleep today, I've had about 4.5 hours. I'm sure I will doze off at some point, even if it's for like 10 minutes. Now I've made another cup now. Oh well, I'll wash it up with the with the steamer in a minute. I suppose I might as well do that now. I'm putting off the inevitable, really. The cat's room. I've actually got the steamer and a roasting tin. Small saucepan, but the steamer's got loads of bits to it. Actually, before I do anything, I need to empty it. I've got loads of plastic containers. Oh, there's a glass that's missed it as well. Plastic containers don't go in the dishwasher because they go out of shape. They can do. I've got a whole load of them here. I'm going to have to stand up in a minute. Because we've now got one in the top cupboard, and I can reach the top shelf, but there's such a stack of plastic containers that I cannot reach the top of the stack, if that makes any sense. I'm just going to empty the steamer. I did something really stupid last night. Put it on with no water in it. Oh dear. My phone's a bit too near. My wet hands. It's not going to go again. Please don't do that. Couldn't face that again. Oh, I'm going to put it up on the microwave. It's safe up there. Okay. Because I've got to empty it. Obi actually filled it up for me. I said, Obi, the steam's not working. And he came and he looked. And are you sure you put water in it? And I went, oh, no, I didn't. And then I remember because I was doing a direct message to someone and I was distracted. And I was too busy talking, really. It hasn't broken yet. Work, he put water in and he doesn't know how much. I've got an idea how much to put in, so when I finish with it, there's none left at the bottom, but when he finished with it, there's still loads of the amount that he put in, there's still a load left at the bottom of the base unit, which you don't submerge because it's got all the electrical components, the cable and the plug. You just have to wipe that out with a cloth. Trouble is, I thought it was, before I started doing the you know, before I put it on, I said, oh, when I was doing a direct message, I said, oh, the steam has got a lot of limescale around the element it has. And it's hard to get it off. I'm just going to try and wipe some of it off now. I can get to it all. It's everywhere. I just scraped some of it off. I think I just need to get some vinegar and run it through. Rubbing with a sponge and that's not going to get it off. I've seen them worse, but in the end I think that's why they pack up, you know. They don't last very long. Anything that has water in this part of the UK, anything like the shower, doesn't last that long because there's a lot of hard water. You get a deposit. I'm just doing the lid at the moment. I'm just washing it and rinsing it under the tap. If you don't want, when you're steaming vegetables, you don't want a load of bubbles coming out the top. You do not. But I love my steamer. I've had several over the years. I think this is my third in about 20 years. I like the electric ones. I've had the ones that you put on. My mum's got quite a good one. I don't like the ones that go over a saucepan. I just don't find that they're very effective. I've had one of those ones. But my mum has got one that's quite a good one. It's metal and it's like, I suppose it's a bit like a saucepan really. It's like saucepans and you stack them on one top of one another and stand it over the rings. I wouldn't mind one like that. That's quite good. But the good thing about this one is that you can set it. And it's not, you know, the timer's not accessible, but it's got a dot on it. And just a Tesco sheet one, it was £18, I think. Let me see where the dot is when it's off. When it's off, the dot's about 7 o'clock. It's just a little dot on the top of the dial. If I turn that dot to the top, so it's like at 12 o'clock, that's putting it on for half an hour. So you can, and like with the oven, I don't use an oven timer. My oven timer's not accessible either. So basically, it's just a case of, you know, when I put the oven on, because I don't leave it switched on at the wall, the clock's never set anyway, so it always starts off at 12 o'clock. So other people can see how long it's been in there. But I can just set a timer on your phone, I'll just know what time you put it in and keep checking the time. It's as simple as that, really. It's not rocket science, is it? Now, there's one more bit missing. Where is it? I didn't actually... Yeah, where's the bit? Because what I had some frozen peas. I don't normally have frozen vegetables, but when you buy a tin of peas, unless you get a really giant one, the ones are my favourite from Tesco. They're only small, and I need to do several between four of you. So I got up some frozen peas. which are okay. I'm not that mad on them, to be honest. Yeah, it is. And I put them in the steamer, and I thought that's why it wasn't working. I thought maybe it's because there's these cold peas in the top. So I took them out, cooked them in the saucepan, cooked them, heated them up. That's that done. Yeah. I'm actually going to dry it up by hand now. And put it back together again because I've got other things to wash and it takes up the whole of my rack. Just finishing my tea. It's 6 o'clock. Obi gets the bus at 5 to 6. Gets the R4, takes him to Hawkins Station, and then gets the train up to. Where does he get off? London Bridge, I think. And then goes to Oxford Circus. He gets up there quite quick, but coming home, the train times are really messed up, and he ends up getting a slow train. It stops at Lewisham, Grove Park, and Steve Woods and Heather Green, I think. The other night he tried to make it quicker by going by a SIG cup, but it was a mistake. I think there's some problem on that line or some engineering work or something. He went to SIG cup and got the 51, but it wasn't any quicker. And last night he's trying out all the different options. Instead of coming home via Orpington, he came home via St Mary Cray, and that's not any quicker either. Which bit goes next? I usually end up putting the wrong bit first, because it does make a difference. The two bottom ones only go one way. Bit goes in the second one, and I've got to put the third one on. Where's the third one? Have I not washed the third one up yet? I've dried it up as well. Seen on the water. That's it. Now I've just got to dry the lid. Done. I can move on to the next bit. I'm not drying them up. They can dry on their own. There's only two things, actually. It's not, because there's a glass and a cup now. Hey ho! The only thing I can't stand on that is an untidy kitchen. I cannot bear it. I really can't. Saucepan, where are you? Here you are. It won't take much. It's hardly going to take any washing after having some frozen peas in it. And just a little bit of deposit around the outside. I'm not quite sure from what. Probably lime scales, though. Good old lime scale. Roasting tin. Okay. I'll put that into soap because I don't have the fish in it. Now, I didn't put tin foil in it because sometimes it sticks to the skin and stick to it. Or just the fish can stick to it. And then I've got fun and games trying to get it off. Here's that other cup that I thought was there. DVD, not a film one, it's a test thing for working on construction sites. Although why this man wants to work on this construction site, he works for the NHS, but he's a workaholic. He wants to work every hour God sends. Obi got this container. He bought this container of rice. I'm not joking. And I'll tell you, it's absolutely huge. It takes up, hold on, I'll let me see how tall I think it is. It's probably about 7 inches tall. I know that doesn't sound very big, but it's about a foot long. And it weighs, he asked me to take it out of the freezer last night. Because what he should have done is put it in a load of different containers. If I'd have been there when he sorted it out, I would have advised him to do that. In fact, I would have done it. But he didn't, and so when he wants some out now, he has to take it out for a while, which isn't really the spirit of things, because, you know, right, you have to be a bit careful with rice. He takes it out for a couple of hours so the top defrosts a little bit, and he gets some out, and then I think that container I just washed up was a clean one that was waiting to be put away, and I washed it up again. Here's his rice container. And his knife and fork or whatever he took. What did he take? Just put it in the sink. Spoon. Okay. Teaspoon and a big spoon. Where's my cup? That's what he has to do with his rice. And then put it back in. But when he asked me to take it out from last night, so I took it out. And when I picked it up, I was shocked at the weight of it. I wasn't expecting it to be that heavy. I said, what are we going to do with that container? It's going to take up the whole cupboard. And I've got so many plastic containers, I've already chucked out the load. And that rice smell will be nice, actually. Not like that bloody soup. There's still a plastic container of that awful soup in the freezer somewhere at the back. And I've told him that he's banned from heating it up here again. He can take it to work and stink them out. Because he said there's some white foreign guys, I think they're probably Polish, they don't speak any English. And he said, because he's not used to their food, it smells like S-H-I-T. And he said when they heat their food, he gives them 10 miles. So I suppose it's just what you're used to. I said, well, what is it? And he said, it's like some sloppy kind of soup. But he said it's absolutely disgusting. It's trailing one up top. So I said, well, now you know how it feels. That's how what we thought about yours. Absolutely disgusting. Beyond words. Beyond all living words. These containers away in a minute, because if Ronan sees them here, he's going to throw them out. He's always saying, throw some of these containers out. And I say, why don't you throw them out? You know, sometimes we used to keep the Chinese, you know, when the Chinese comes in plastic containers, we'd keep some of those. I've only got one of those now, but I don't want to throw them out because they are quite handy at times. They would have been handy for Obi's rice had he had the forethought, or I'd been around when I saw. I didn't see when he came in. I was upstairs, so I didn't see the size of the thing he brought in. Otherwise, I would have immediately decamped it all into small boxes, so that he could just take one out when he needed it. The other thing, of course, about people frosting it, because it's got chicken in it, it's jollof fries, and sometimes they make it with chicken. When he makes it here, he doesn't, because of me, basically. Just wipe them over the top of the cooker, which, being a nice smooth glass top, doesn't take more than 2 seconds. There. Now I've just got to do one more thing now before I leave you. I'm actually going to dry these containers up and put them up. Involves a bit of mountaineering, folks. I'll get the right lid with the right bottom. Of much use. I suppose it's not. If I was ever organised enough to make meals in advance, like I could do a spaghetti bolognese sauce and put in there, it'd be quite a good idea. And then all you have to do on the day is heat it up and make some spaghetti. I don't know why I don't do stuff like that, really. Is that it? Okay. Here we go. Just get the chair. Why don't I wait then? Because I'm going to get this chair now. Come up now. Let's have a look. I've got to move the chair. Mind out the way, because I don't want to tread on your head. I've got the chair moved over a bit. It's not in the right place. Which, well, I can touch the ceiling. It's the ceiling, everyone. No. Let's see where I can fit these in. Ice cream carton. Mind out, Lammy, because I'm stepping down now. I don't want to tread on your head. That wouldn't be a very good idea, would it, now? Oops. Right, everyone. That's me finished out here. That's the dishwasher tablets going down. Anyway, I'm sure I'll speak to you all later at some point. Have a good day, everyone, and bye for now.